The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello and Happy New Year. Greetings from the O'Shaughnessy family. This is Blaine O'Shaughnessy. Unfortunately, impeachment is on my mind today, and it is deeply troubling me. It is strange to watch the hysteria produced by the media over Donald Trump's election. The media has been telling us the sky was falling ever since he was elected. Yet, in day-to-day life, as I meet people in the community and have conversations, I hardly hear a word from anyone on the matter. However, turn on the TV and you will hear Donald Trump is a puppet of Putin. A completely absurd statement to be said, I thought to myself. Then we get a 3-year investigation into Russian collusion. At the end of the investigation, we get nothing. Now we get Ukraine and impeachment. Currently, the House passed 2 articles of impeachment with only Democrats voting for the articles. I repeat, only Democrats voting for the impeachment. This is where I become increasingly concerned for our country. It would be nice for our country to get a break from all this division. Yet, more division is on the horizon. Everyone thought once the articles of impeachment passed, the articles would go to the Senate and the Senate would acquit the president in a short time period. Then this whole constitutional crisis could be over, and we would let the citizens in 2020 vote and decide the matter. However, to everyone's surprise, this is not the case. Instead of the crisis being over, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has invented a parliamentary trick in which she, or the Democrat Party, is holding on to the articles of impeachment and not sending them to the Senate. Now the country is in limbo, so what is next? Much speculation has been made. I tend to think she will hold on to them all the way until 2020 and make the impeachment of Donald Trump the main issue of 2020. Then the voters will decide either to elect more Democrats or more Republicans based on their opinion of Donald Trump. This sounds like a fair idea. However, it will further divide the nation because there is a good chance that Donald Trump can win in 2020. Therefore, impeachment will continue at a minimum for another year. And if Donald Trump is elected for another 5 years, is anyone looking forward to that? Therefore, I urge the country to be the united country that we can be. And we can do this by putting impeachment behind us. The House should send the articles to the Senate and the Senate will acquit. Then, for the love of our country, let both parties start to compromise and pass legislation that will benefit all. This is Blaine O'Shaughnessy for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.